call it Orange Wars. Florida's $9.1 billion orange juice industry is locked in a fierce rivalry with growers in Brazil, who produce the most oranges in the world. For years, Florida growers have complained that Brazilian crop estimates are inaccurate, often causing unpredictable and sometimes harmful swings in world prices. Florida producers have come up with a high-tech solution, using satellites to spy on the Brazilian crop. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
Andy Levine, executive director of Florida Citrus Mutual, which represents 11,000 orange growers, says crop forecasts can make or break a grower's year. Too often, he says, actual production in Brazil is much higher than forecast, leading to a glut of orange juice on the market.
Whether they're doing it on purpose to be manipulative or not, I can't tell you that today, but it is damaging to Florida growers.
Because if the supply goes up, prices paid to Florida growers, who harvest later in the year, go down. Florida's orange growers were clamoring for an accurate assessment. Joe Ahrens, the director of research for Florida's Department of Citrus, yes, Florida has a Department of Citrus, said the release of highly detailed spy satellite photos after September 11 prompted this thought.
If we can read license plates from outer space, as it's claimed, we could sure count citrus trees.
Ahrens and his team contacted NASA's Dennis Space Center, which works with private industry on remote sensing technology. NASA told them that a Colorado company called Digital Globe had just launched a satellite called QuickBird 2 with a resolution less than 1 meter that was better than all but the most advanced orbiting spy platforms. Earlier this year, the department tested QuickBird's resolution, snapping pictures of some well-known groves in Florida. Ahrens said he was amazed at the quality.
It's incredible. You can see individual packages on the ground, trucks in the groves. It's quite incredible. The farmers are excited because they understand why it would help them. This is something people can see, can feel, and touch.
With the use of a newly created statistical modeling program, the satellite estimate of the number of trees matched almost exactly the results of a manual count of the trees on the ground. With a few tweaks, citrus industry officials say they'll be able to turn the cameras toward Brazil and get a 95% accurate estimate of that country's orange harvest. The Brazilians are none too pleased. Brazil's ambassador to the United States, Rubens Antonio Barbosa, said his country's crop estimates are no worse than those turned out by the U.S.
I'm speaking about coffee, soy. So this is normal. Everybody complains. We complain about you. You complain about us. This is normal. I've been in this commodity area for many years. And everybody thinks that the other manipulates the numbers.
And anyway, the ambassador says, Brazilians are already at a disadvantage because high U.S. tariffs drive up the price of Brazilian orange juice. As for the QuickBird satellite peering down on his country's groves,
there's no treaty regulating that. To whom are you going to complain? With the best ways to take it lightly.
If all goes as planned, the USDA may announce a more accurate space-based estimate of the orange crop late next year. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.